Chapter 2 Sin flashed himself back to his hotel room, even though he could have just as easily taken himself home. Right now, he didn't want Kish or Damien to bother him. He needed his space and time alone to mentally prepare himself for what he had to do. He was coated in blood, and though there had once been a time when he would have reveled in it, those days were past. Now, he was tired of the never-ending battles, tired of fighting in a war he knew he couldn't really win. There was only one person whose blood he wanted on his hands, one person whose blood would make him rejoice to feel its stickiness coating his flesh. Artemis. The mere thought of cutting her head from her body brought a smile to his face as he made his way into the bathroom for a long, hot shower. After turning the water on, he dropped his weapons to the floor, where they landed with a heavy thunk, and stripped, while he waited for the water to heat. As soon as it was scalding hot, he stepped inside and let the water rinse him clean. The fighting had left him gritty and covered with sweat and blood, his and theirs. Dipping his head down, he watched as all of it slid from his flesh to the tile and then circled down the drain. The heat felt good against his sore muscles, but it did nothing to alleviate his troubled thoughts. The career, or reckoning, as some called it, was coming, and he still had to find the Herr Bader, or Forsaken Moon, before the Galu demons found him and destroyed him. Without the moon, Sin stood no chance whatsoever of beating them back. Not that he had much of one even with the moon, but that sliver was infinitely better than no hope whatsoever. Sin ground his teeth as he envisioned the career in his mind. At midnight on New Year's Eve, as people rushed to celebrate, the 7 Dimmi demons that Anu had created to avenge their fallen pantheon would be freed. The only one who could fight them was Sin. And since he no longer possessed his god powers, he didn't have a hope in hell of succeeding in beating the Dimmi back. May the gods, ancient and new, have mercy on them all. Damn you, Artemis, he snarled. The stupid bitch. By one act of selfishness, she'd condemned them all. And she didn't even care. She thought her own godhood would protect her from the demons to come. She was such a fool. Why do you even bother? All fighting would do was prolong his own death. But it wasn't in him to just stand aside and do nothing while innocent people were killed. Do nothing while the earth was overrun and destroyed. No, he'd been fighting back the Galu demons for too many centuries to just cede the earth to them without taking out as many of them as he could. They were hard kills. But the Dimmi, they would rip him apart and laugh while they did so.